Last year, nearly 300 people were killed on Victorian roads. A quarter of those lives could have been saved had they been wearing a seatbelt. Seatbelts save lives, there is no question. And this new research shows a troubling rise in people who admit to not buckling up on every journey. Seatbelts have been mandatory in Victoria now for 55 years. When Victoria became the first jurisdiction to mandate seatbelts in 1970, a study showed that within 4 years, seatbelts had reduced the number of driver and passenger deaths and injuries by around a third. While more vehicle safety features are in vehicles now, seatbelts remain fundamental to surviving a crash or having a less serious injury. Seatbelts remain a critical part of a vehicle's technology, effectively protecting their occupants. All vehicle testing, including crash testing, is done with seatbelts in place and restraining occupants. In vehicle safety testing, all other technologies, such as airbags and vehicle structures, as well as pre-crash and active safety features, are set up and tuned to protect occupants who use their seatbelt. TAC claims data shows that around 5% of drivers and passengers hospitalised in crashes are known to have not been wearing a seatbelt, while the rate increases to 8.5% for more serious injuries. The research does tell us that most people do buckle up, but everyone needs to wear a seatbelt every time they are travelling in a vehicle to save lives on our roads. It has been a devastating year on our roads, and our hearts go out to all people impacted by road trauma. So we're calling on all Victorians to stop and think about what they can do to keep themselves and the rest of our community safe.